This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 15th, 2025. At the top of our news this week is a story about ARRL serving its members, and you can only read it at ARRL.org. Written by Phil Temples, K9HI, ARRL New England Division Vice Director, the story is about the New England Division RFI team and how they assisted Tom, NU2W of North Chelmsford, Massachusetts, with a significant RFI problem he's been suffering with for many years. It's a great story, detailing how they solved the problem in a little over 2 years, demonstrating the endurance and perseverance of amateur radio operators. Read it now, only at ARRL.org. The 2025 hurricane season has been underway for almost 2 months now, and there has been activity on both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, predicted in June there would be 13 to 18 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, and 2 to 5 major hurricanes, Category 3 or greater, for the 2025 season. And this aligns with Colorado State University's forecast for 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes, supported by warm Atlantic sea surface temperatures. All indications point to an above-average season. Tropical Storm Chantal made landfall in the Carolinas with high winds and flooding in July, and now Tropical Storm Aaron has formed in the central Atlantic and is moving west with 45-mile-per-hour winds. Aaron is expected to become the first hurricane of the season over the weekend. Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, ARRL Director of Emergency Management, said that Aaron is expected to stay mainly off the coast, but there may be some impact to the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. These early storms remind us now is the right time for amateur radio operators to begin thinking about how they can help if and when these storms begin to ramp up and cause damage, said Johnston. We know that conventional communications can fail, and amateur radio will be there to fill the gap. Johnston added that hams should check their equipment, including radios, antennas, and power supplies, and know the emergency frequencies used during activation. The Voice over Internet Protocol Hurricane PrepNet now runs weekly on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an active forum for situational updates, net control recruitments, and emergency coordination. The Hurricane Watch Net keeps tabs on tropical storms and hurricanes and activates its nets on 14.325 MHz upper sideband by day and 7.268 MHz lower sideband by night. What amateur radio operators do now to prepare for these dangerous and damaging storms will make a difference, noted Johnston, and help save lives. Alexa Snetton, KM6LGG of Fremont, California, has been awarded the Goldfarb Memorial Scholarship by the ARRL Foundation. The award, endowed through the generosity of William R. Goldfarb, N2ITP, in memory of his parents, covers a significant portion of higher education expenses to the awardee. Stetton, who earned many college credits during high school, will be entering as a freshman at the University of California, Davis this year. When she's not leading fellow young people, she enjoys random rag chews that happen on the HF bands. A week ago, there was a whole conversation about pie. It was just these two guys who were talking about different flavors of pie and different pie shops. Very random conversation, she said, but it was interesting to listen to. I pitched in on my own favorite pie, and Stetton said she was happy with the conversation. By the way, her favorite pie is coconut cream, to which the other operators took half-hearted umbrage. We had not an argument, it was a debate, she quipped. Lexi, as she is known to her fellow teams, continues to lead other Silicon Valley youth in their pursuit of ham radio. She looks up to other hams who mentor her and continue to help her grow in the hobby. Her ham license gave her an opportunity to build a network that she enjoys both socially and professionally. And Stetson's work and leadership in amateur radio have recently earned her another honor. At the second meeting of the July 2025 ARRL Board of Directors, they bestowed on her the 2025 ARRL Chaim Percy Maximum Memorial Award. You can read more about Lexi at ARRL.org. The Copernic Observatory put out a call last week for hams to receive and decode transmissions from a launch by their high-altitude balloon camp, and amateur radio delivered. Social media was abuzz with images decoded from the K2ZRO-9 transmitters. The balloon was launched from Vestal, New York, and ascended over the Catskills Mountains. The crowd gathered at W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maxima Memorial Station at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, where station manager Joe Garcia, NJ1Q, was tracking it. The decoded slow scan television signals showed black skies above and CO nebulous buildups below the balloon. A thunderstorm complex formed while the eye was in the sky above it, and you can see some of the decodes in an Instagram video from ARRL HQ. 7-year-old Gertrude Takarji took a different approach to this year's summer break. She studied for the amateur radio technician class license, and on August 9, 2025, she passed. She is now officially known as KM7BYE. Her father, Mark, AI7DG, said she is proud of her accomplishment and has been beaming since passing the Element 2 exam on her first attempt. It took her a lot of dedication and hard work to learn that much material in the summer break between first and second grade, he added. There are now three hams in that family, including her mother, Delia, and 7YUM. Celebrating its 26th anniversary, the Route 66 special event will be on the air September 6th through the 14th, 2025, from 0001 Zulu September 6th through 2359 Zulu September 14th. The event commemorates the history of the Mother Road connecting east and west areas of the U.S. from Illinois to California. This year, there will be 22 stations participating with their one-by-one call signs, W6A to W6V. Each station has its own schedule and is on the air as operators are available and bands allow. And not all stations will be on the air 24/7. A certificate and a decal are available, but operators must work at least one station before either item can be requested, and it may take up to 10 weeks to process that application. The Route 66 special event is hosted by the Citrus Belt Amateur Radio Club, W6JBT.org. The Hot Springs Amateur Radio Club in Hot Springs, South Dakota is getting ready for its ham radio tailgate on Saturday, September 13th, 2025. The event starts at 9 a.m. Central Time and will run until they are done. From beginners to seasoned hams, everybody is welcome. There will be deals on new and used ham gear, and you're invited to bring your own equipment to sell or trade. There's free parking available for everyone and an opportunity to make contact with local amateur radio operators. Contact the HSARC for more information. The Swedish Amateur Radio Society, SSA, will celebrate its 100-year anniversary on September 10th, 2025, with a special award activity. Beginning September 10th through October 12th, SSA will feature a diploma activity that involves contacting SSA's anniversary stations on as many of the 160 to 6 meter bands that are available and modes that are possible. There will be 10 special call signs on the air. SSA will use the Ham Award online logging system, allowing hunters to track their progress in real time and download their diplomas and EQSL cards instantly. Those same 10 stations, by the way, will participate in the Scandinavian Activity Contest this coming fall. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We're happy to learn that AO123, an FM transponder, has been activated for continuous use. The uplink is 145.850 MHz, and the downlink is 435.400 MHz. It does require a CTCSS tone for the uplink of 67 Hz. Yano YD0NXX has informed us that IO86 is operational again. There seemed to have been an error with the scheduler module of the host satellite. This has been resolved. This is an FM satellite with an uplink on 145.880 MHz using a CTCSS tone of 88.5 Hz. The downlink is 435.880 MHz. The ham community is pleased to have both satellites operational. This gives us more opportunities to practice our hobby through satellites. There is a total of 7 FM satellites operational, including the ISS. We expect more SSTV from the ISS in the future, as the ham TV module that failed in 2018 has been repaired and sent back to the ISS. It was installed last month and is working. For those interested, it will be in MPEG-2 format using DVB-S signal on 2395 MHz. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, August 16th and 17th, it's the SARTGWW Riddy Contest. That's digital. Also the 16th and 17th of August, the ARRL EME Contest, 2.3 gigahertz and up, CW phone and digital. August 16th through 17th as well, the ARRL 10 gigahertz and up contest, CW phone and digital. And on the 16th and 17th, the North American QSO Party, single sideband and phone. August 17th, the ARRL Rookie Roundup, RTTY, digital there. August 19th, the SL Sprint, CW phone and digital. August 21st, the NTC QSO Party, that's CW. August 22nd, the NCCC Sprint Ladder, that is CW. And on August 23rd, it's the Turkey HF Single Sideband Contest, that is phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, August 16th and 17th, the Huntsville Hamfest hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention. That's in Huntsville, Alabama. August 21st through the 24th, the Northeast Ham Exposition hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention, Marlborough, Massachusetts there. August 30th, September 1st, the Shelby Hamfest hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention. That's in Shelby, North Carolina. September 7th, the Southern New Jersey Conference and Hamfest hosting the ARRL Southern New Jersey Section Convention. That's in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. And September 12th and 13th, it's the Slidell EOC Hamfest hosting the ARRL Louisiana State Convention in Slidell, Louisiana. And remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the SPARC, the Sportsman's Paradise Amateur Radio Club in Wakulla, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.